Blog.
Good morning, everybody. I'm your host, Tahaka Amanuel Bey. You are tuned into Moorish Talk Live 100. Today's topic is the second installment of a two-part series called Moorish Documents. What documents should the Moors have and what should they do with them? The switchboard is lit up, and I'm going to ask the people who are trying to call in, if you just hold for a moment and let me get the information out, and then we'll be allowing you to come in. The first thing we want to get understood is the fact that there are two laws on Earth. The only thing we have on the planet is land and water. And likewise, there are two type of laws. The first law I want to discuss is civil law. That is law of the land. The second type of law is maritime admiralty law. That is law of the water, law of the sea. Now, maritime admiralty law has to do with water. Civil law deals specifically with the land upon which we live. All documents that you prepare must reflect, if you're going to defend these documents, they must reflect civil law. That's law of the land. Your affidavit of truth with your fee schedule should reflect civil law, the law of the land. Anytime you're preparing these documents, you must keep that in mind. I'm going to click on to my first call and let them on in. You're live on the air with Taka. Hello, caller. Okay, hang up. Now, your right to travel document should also contain a fee schedule. Now, when I say fee schedule, anytime you're being hassled and you have your documents in place and you submitted your documents to the public officials, and everything is correct. You have your documents on your person when you're exercising your constitutional rights, free right to travel. It should contain a fee schedule. That fee schedule should start at $180,000 up to $2 million if violated. And that should be built into the documents that you're carrying. Now, let's get a clear understanding of what maritime admiralty law is, law of the war. We're going to deal with symbolism for a moment, and this all reflects your admiralty law. You hold on 1 second. We have a call on the line. You're live. Hello.
Hello.
Who am I speaking to?
Hello. This is Deshaun Evans.
Okay, Mr. Evans, what can I do for you?
I had just found you on Facebook yesterday, so I'm just calling in to learn a little bit about the documents, the Moorish documents, and learn more about Moorish itself, and what do we need to do for getting the right documents we need.
Okay,
so
in order to go ahead.
So I'm new to this. So this is my first time calling in.
Okay. Well, then let me ask you a question. If I ask you what your nationality is, what would you tell me?
Well.
Okay, well, stop right there. Don't give me an answer.
Okay.
The first thing that we're going to have to do is we're going to have to come into the knowledge of ourselves and our culture and our history. See, what has happened, my brother, is a lie has been hatched, and people of high concentrations of carbon, and when I say people with high concentrations of carbon, I mean people who've been led to believe are labeled as black, colored, Negro, African American, and so forth.
Right.
We've been led to believe that we are in this country and on this landmass as a result of coming here from another continent labeled as Africa. That's a lie. The truth is, the majority of us on this landmass were already here with an established government on the land. We're absolutely indigenous to the land. We did not come to this country from someplace else. We were already here. Other nationalities have been given credit for being the natives of the land, and an entire people and their nationality and their indigenousness has been covered up by the mainstream media and the so-called powers to be. So what we have to do is come into the knowledge of our history and our culture in this hemisphere and on this landmass. And this is what we are attempting to do. So if you would let me proceed with these documents, you can reach me at tahaka99@yahoo.com. That's tahaka99.com. And at that time, we can deal with this a little bit further. But I'm going to go ahead and hang up now, and I'm going to finish this broadcast. And but if you hit me up on that email, then we can exchange numbers, and we can have a conversation, okay?
Okay. Now, can I stay in and listen?
Yes, you can. I'm going to hang up, and you can listen all you want. All right, my brother.
Thank you.
Okay. We were talking about maritime admiralty law, which is law of the water. I'm going to give you something that most of us may not know. Anytime you go into a courtroom, when you're seated in the courtroom, there's a railing in front of you. That railing is known as a floodgate. And when you put your hand on the little gate to open the little gate to step up to talk to the judge, you are stepping off the land and into the water. You have put your hand on the bar, and you are not registered with the Bar Association, which is a foreign corporation. A foreign British corporation called the Bar, and you cannot speak to the judge, because if you step off the land into the water, you're considered dead and you're drowned. So what you have to do is keep that in mind. There is a distinct difference between maritime admiralty law, which is law of the water, and civil law, which is law of the land. And your documentation should always reflect civil law in order to be a free man on the land. Now, the judge that sits in the courtroom, he's sitting on the bench. The Latin word for bench is bank. He's sitting on the bank. He's a major player in what's called the commerce game. He's not exercising law. He's exercising ordinance and statutes and ordinances. His duty is to make sure that the revenue is collected. When you're stopped by a police officer and he's giving you a ticket, what he's doing is giving you a ticket in commerce, because his duty is to act as a revenue collector, among other duties. I just wanted you to understand some of these things. So when you prepare your documents and you prepare them in defense of maritime admiralty law, which is law of the water, when a woman is she gets pregnant and she has a child in her womb, when it comes time for the child to be delivered, that child is encased in water. Her water breaks. And it's time for that child to come out. And she goes to the hospital, and the next thing is going to happen is the child is going to be delivered because she is a vessel carrying a specific cargo, so to speak. When the child comes out, the child is caught by the doctor. And after that, the child is given a certificate of manifest, so to speak. What that is a birth certificate. And the mother, when she signs her name, she's not listed as a parent, mother, or guardian. She's listed as the informer. She's informing the bank that she's brought a new product in the world. And what has happened is she's given the certificate, but the hospital is keeping the actual birth record. And the record is a bond, and that bond is being sold on the New York Stock Exchange as discount securities. So the reason I'm telling you all this is because that falls under the heading of maritime admiralty law. It's just like a ship. When a ship approaches a landmass and it sits out in the water in preparation to come in, the ship is a female. All ships are labeled as female. It doesn't matter if it's a spaceship, if it's a vessel in the sea, it's always a she. That she is carrying cargo, and that ship sits in what is called its berth. Now, the next thing is going to happen. The floodgates are going to open, and that ship is going to come into the berth canal, and then it is going to dock. Now, when that ship docks, a call is going to be made, and they're going to have to give them the certificate of manifest to let them know what is on that vessel, because money is getting ready to change hands, because maritime admiralty law has to do with commerce. So what we want to do is we want to make sure that all of our documentation reflects civil law instead of maritime admiralty law. One other document that I like to get to is another document that is a good document to have. It's called a Notice of Understanding and Intent and Claim of Right. Now, that document is a document you craft according to your circumstances. If you're dealing with the bill collector, if you're dealing with the mortgage company, if you're dealing with anybody that you're dealing with, you want to craft that document so that you can give them your information concerning your understanding of your rights according to civil law, law of the land, not maritime admiralty law. And that is a very important document to call. I would like to stop at this moment and let everybody know how you can reach me. My name is Tahaka Amanuel Bay. You can reach me at Tarhaka. 99@yahoo.com. That's Tahaka 99@yahoo.com. The next document I want to speak on is your affidavit of truth that contains your fee schedule. Now, inside your affidavit of truth, you're going to have a fee schedule that should start, once again, like I said, at least $180,000 up to $2 million. But your affidavit of truth, you're giving a clear and concise information based on true facts about your history, your culture, and the true facts concerning civil law and your rights. Now, this particular document needs to be, you should have it stamped, sealed, and notarized, and it should be kept along with your documents when you're writing, and it should be forwarded to the officials for them to be put on notice in regards to your affidavit of truth. If you've ever stopped by a police officer along with your identification, if that's not enough for them, you want to make sure that they have a copy of that notice of understanding and intended claim of right, and you also want to make sure that they get your affidavit of truth. That way, you have given them every opportunity not to violate your rights. Okay? Now, something else I want to get to is you need to know the law involving civil law. You need to learn that. You need to study that. And last time we spoke, I recommended that everyone try to get a hold of Black's Law Dictionary and study our law terminology. And we're not talking about statutes and ordinances and all of these codes and all this stuff. I'm talking about natural law and what terms mean, because it is very important for you to understand this stuff and get it under your belt and get it in your mind so that you will be more effective, because if you do not have any knowledge, you have no power. And know the law. You also should study your rights. And what rights do you have? You need to understand these as indigenous sovereign moors upon the land that operates on civil law principles. Now, and remember this one thing that I'm going to say to you and never forget it. The greatest focal point of your life is when preparedness and opportunity meet. I'm only going to say that one time. I'm not going to repeat it. Study your history, your culture, your body, the earth, and the cosmos, because it all has to do with you, and it works in conjunction with you. The documents to be presented to a police officer, a bill collector, et cetera, has already been discussed. Your identification card should have your photo on it, and it should have your nationality on it. And when they pull that information up, it should be reflected upon the screen, so they don't have any reason for trying to hassle you if everything is in order concerning your documentation. Now, your notice of understanding and intended claim of right should always be tailor-made. And you want to always be conscious of the fact that there are two laws. Now, I've already given you the description between a woman and maritime admiralty law. Keep in mind that all money is water. You heard this term that money flows through your hands like water. That's because money is water. Money is being printed by the Federal Reserve Bank. It doesn't have any real money behind it. It doesn't have any gold backing it up. It's printed out of thin air. And the only reason we are able to use it is because people are agreeing that it is real money, medium of exchange. When we get in a position where we are no longer in agreement, or when they say, okay, the dollar bill is no longer respected at this store, you have to have a yen, a ruble, or whatever, and you only got American dollars, then you're going to be in a fix. So it is important for you to understand what I'm trying to tell you here. Proclaim your nationality and take control of your straw man, as we talked about in the last segment, and to make sure that the documents that you have in your possession reflects your position as a free man on the land operating under civil law, the law of the land, not law of water, which is maritime admiralty law. And that particular law has to do with your straw man. I want you to go through your house and every bill that you have in your house, from your truck note, your house note, your light bill, your water bill. I want you to look through these bills and look at your name and address on these bills. It's always in all capital letters. That is because you are being regarded as a corporation. We learn in third grade grammar that a noun is the name of a person, place, a thing, or idea. It is a proper noun when it is spelled correctly in upper and lowercase letters. But now, what did our third grade teacher tell us? If a person's name is spelled in all capital letters, That is an improper noun. Now, you don't have to take my word for it. Just ask your third grade teacher. She'll tell you the same thing. That denotes chattel or property or a slave or corporation or anything other than a living, breathing human being. If your name appears in all capital letters, you're operating under maritime admiralty law. You can be taxed, you can be in prison, you can be shot down in the streets, lawfully done this way is what I'm trying to tell you. So it is important for you to proclaim your nationality as an indigenous sovereign Moor, if you're Moor, and to learn everything you can about your history, your culture, the country that you live in, its laws, and start paying attention. And please tune in to these broadcasts because I'm going to make an attempt to give you everything that you're going to need, and let me give you access to me. Once again, my name is Tahaka Amana L. Bay. You can reach me at tahaka99@yahoo.com. That's tahaka99@yahoo.com. All right, let us proceed. Now, if you go through your house and you find junk mail, I want you to take that junk mail and look at it. Now, junk mail, in a lot of cases, are people who are trying to get your business. And I want you to notice how they have your name and address spelled on that junk mail. They'll have it spelled as a proper noun because they don't have your business yet. So, therefore, they can't tax you. They can't do any of that stuff. So what they want to do is they want to get your business. Now, if you do business with them, you'll notice that when a bill arrives from the people that have gotten your business, that things have changed. Your name and address and the state and zip code is all capital letters now because we're operating in commerce, and as long as you agree to be a 14th Amendment citizen, which is in all capital letters, and you don't have to take my word for it, just go look it up, then we can take you to court. We can put you in jail. We can do this. We can do that to you because you're in agreement that this improper noun, improper person is you. Now, if you it's really, really interesting and very, very important for you to go to Black's Law Dictionary and look up normal terms that you would think mean one thing and mean something totally different under maritime admiralty law. Look up the word human being. It clearly says sea monster. Okay, and when you get to monster, say one that cannot own property. Okay, you buy an automobile, your name is all capital letters, you pay it, and after you pay it off, if you don't maintain this, that, and the other, what have you, if you don't make all the payments, what have you, just simply come and take it. Well, you have to understand it's registered to the government, you're just a tenant. You can look at your mortgage, same thing. You buy a house, when you look at the deeds of your house, you regard it as a tenant. You're not listed as an owner because you're not regarded as a living, breathing being because we cannot do business with a living, breathing being. We can only do business on the maritime admiralty law with a corporation or anything other than a living, breathing being. So what you want to do is make sure you understand these things so you will know what's happening to you inside the United States of America, which is we've been led to believe is a country, is not a country, it's a corporation. Don't take my word for it. Go look it up. It is a corporation. So when we understand these things and we do the research, then what we do is we're going to tailor our documentation accordingly to defend ourselves and defend our spot on this planet as a living, breathing human being. Okay, so now what I want you to do now is I want you to pay attention to how to handle yourself with your documentation. Now, this is very, very important because when you're handling your documents, you want to make sure that you are courteous. If you're dealing with a bill collector, if you're dealing with a police officer, if you decide to go to court or what have you, you always want to be courteous and professional. Just because you have come into the knowledge of yourself and your history and your culture, and you have found out about all the ancient artifacts that's been dug up on this continent dating back thousands of years, which makes you absolutely aboriginal and indigenous and all of these artifacts and stuff, they have been classified as black people. There should be no doubt in your mind that you were already here. The earth was as one landmass. It was once called Pangaea, and it was also later labeled as the Amexum, Northwest Amexum. And there was an established government here. The Moors were here. The ancient Olmecs have been here for thousands of years. The Washita Nation, the Yamasee Nation, the Blackfoot, the Cherokee, these are all Moors. We're already here, always here. The people that are so-called Indian people today, that the United States have given credit for being on the land, these are descendants of Chinese and Olmecs. An entire populace of people have been totally written out of the commentary of history on this continent. So what we need to do is go back and get a clear understanding and understand who we are and where we came from. And we want to make sure that it is reflected in our documentation with proof. Now, we're going to have to provide proof, and that's where your research come in. Understanding of the laws that exist and the research that we have to do. You follow me? Okay. Now, we only have a few minutes remaining, and I want to make sure that I cover civil law once again, which is law of the land. And that is what we need to study. Now, civil law simply means that we need to go back and get all of the information that we have to all of the evidence through careful study about civil law, a law of the land, which what is also labeled as common law. We want to make sure that we get this information and present it to ourselves for deep, deep study and research before compiling any documents. So when we do begin to do our documentation, then we can make sure that we are able to present our documents very, very effectively. Also, civil law has to do with people and land worldwide. Now, it is possible for you to have a passport to go out of the country, but you have to be very, very careful with that, because if you're getting a passport to go from the United States to Jamaica and places of this nature, they're going to want you to have an American passport to enter, leave this country and enter back in this country, but you are going out and coming back in under maritime admiralty law. And we want to make sure that we are able to travel abroad as free men instead of First Amendment citizens. Because if you are a free man on the land and you're absolutely indigenous to land, then you have every right to travel the way you should travel on this land. So that is all that I'm going to be able to discuss in regards to your documents. I hope I have made everything all right for you, and I'm going to go ahead on and click on off. Enjoy the rest of your day. Good morning.